Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Terrible news as Rhys Hoskins has a torn ACL. Let's talk about it on Fantasy Baseball Today in 5. Welcome into FBT in 5. Today is Friday, March 24th. I am Frank Stanfield, joined by Scott White. Let's start off with Rhys Hoskins out for the season with a torn ACL. Your first thought might be Derek Hall to first base. Likely, but there have been some rumors of Alec Bohm sliding over, playing a little bit of first base. Maybe Edmundo Sosa or Josh Harrison playing third base for the Phillies. Scott, what do you think happens here and any interest in Derek Hall for fantasy?
Well, my first thought is, oh, gee, what does this mean for my first base rankings and how much I invested in Rhys Hoskins already?
Yeah.
Because obviously it's a big loss. It is a position where there are a lot of Rhys Hoskins redundancies, guys with a so-so batting average, pretty good power, play a lot. And so in shallow leagues, I think you're in pretty good shape. Losing Rhys Hoskins, it's not the greatest situation, but I think you're okay. Deeper leagues is a different story. In deeper leagues, Derek Hall is somebody you might be interested in picking up to replace Hoskins. He is DH only right now, but presumably he'll gain first base in short order. The little bit we saw of him in the majors and the lot we've seen him in the minors, horrible against left-handed pitchers. So a platoon situation seems likely for Derek Hall, but there is big power there, undermined by the strikeout rate. But this spring, Derek Hall has been one of the most impressive performers in all of baseball. 319 batting average, 5 home runs, most impressively, 8 strikeouts in his 52 plate appearances. So maybe there's been real improvement. I know he's worked on being more selective with hitting coach Kevin Long. And so he already seemed like Derek Hall already seemed like he was going to get a decent amount of playing time at DH with Bryce Harper out for the start of the year. But now it's even more assured. And I think, while he's not worth picking up everywhere in those deeper rotisserie leagues, he probably is. And he's worth monitoring everywhere. Edmundo Sosa is kind of interesting too. I play in a lot of really deep leagues, and Hall and Sosa were two guys who were already on my radar even before this Hoskins injury. So I don't want to sound too enthusiastic about them because I have that deep league context in mind, that really deep league context in mind. But Sosa, he's had a really big spring as well. He hit over 300 after coming over from the Cardinals for the Phillies last year. This spring, 457, 4 home runs. I don't think there's a huge ceiling here for Sosa, but I think there's enough pop that if he becomes multi-eligible, they played him some of the outfields. He's starting out with shortstop. Sounds like he's going to play some third base. He could matter in those deeper rotisserie leagues as well. So for most people, I think Hall and Sosa, it's more of a keep an eye on them situation. But if you play in a deep enough league, they're perhaps worth picking up already.
Again, Rhys Hoskins out for the season with a torn ACL. Big blow for the Phillies. Big blow for fantasy baseball as well. Let's slide over to Raisel Iglesias, who is dealing with low-grade right shoulder inflammation. He'll be shut down for a week before ramping back up. Manager Brian Snitker said he hopes Iglesias will only require the minimum 15 days on the IL. Scott, how much did you lower Iglesias in the relief pitcher rankings, and who will get the first save for the Braves this season?
I didn't lower Iglesias that much. We hear shoulder injury and we tend to get scared, but this sounds like a really low grade precautionary situation. Just why risk it at the start of the season? So I've kept Iglesias in the same tier. I've moved him behind Jordan Romano, Felix Bautista, Ryan Pressly, Kenley Jansen. If he falls farther than that, then I'm happy to take advantage of the panic that people are feeling right now over Iglesias. And Brian Snitker was kind enough to tell us that AJ Minter is going to be the one to replace Iglesias as the closer to begin the year. So Minter is my choice to get the first save for the Braves.
Lastly, we have Adam Wainwright, who will start the season on the IL with a groin strain. Sounds like Jake Woodford is expected to take his place in the rotation. Woodford threw 48 innings last season, mostly in relief, had a 2.23 ERA, 1.12 whip. That all sounds great, right? 4.5 K/9. This guy struck out next to nobody. With that being said, he's looked much better this spring. 18 strikeouts over 17 2/3. Scott, this is a very deep league play, but Woodford pitches on a good team with a good defense behind him. Any interest in deeper leagues?
And he did catch my attention this spring. I didn't think much of it. 26-year-old without a rotation spot. Now he does have a rotation spot. But you look at that minor league track record. And again, 26 years old. I can come up with at least 130 pitchers I'd rather have. If he goes on a run to start the year, then maybe I'll sing a different tune. But for now, I think he is someone we can ignore.
For more extensive fantasy baseball coverage, listen to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or anywhere else podcasts are found. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Baseball Today in 5, and we'll be back again tomorrow. Bye-bye!
Hello, everyone. It's Mike Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.